turn now to Fact Check Friday, our weekly series where we examine the messages of the candidates on the campaign trail in Iowa. IPR reporter Sandhya Dirks covered both presidential candidates in Iowa this week. Hi, Sandhya.
Hi, Sarah.
So you saw the president first. What did he have to say?
Well, he's still using this term Romneysia to describe contradictions between statements Romney has made. The term itself is a bit cutesy, but President Obama also talked a lot about trust, and he called into question Mitt Romney's trustworthiness. I talked to Dennis Goldford, a political scientist at Drake University, and Goldford says that Obama is right that Romney's being sort of slippery on the issues. But he also said something interesting, that his position shifting, Romney's position shifting, might be a concern for more than just Democrats.
The fact that we can now look at a series of videotapes on almost any issue and have a split screen and show him taking both sides of any given issue, that's got to give conservatives a worry.
So does that mean the party's base, those staunch conservative voters, may not vote for Romney?
Goldford says no. He says that Republicans and social conservatives, those value voters we used to hear so much about but haven't heard as much about recently, they are falling in line because their main goal is to defeat Obama. And at this point, Romney is the only guy who can do that.
And turning now to Romney, he was also in eastern Iowa on Wednesday, just later in the day. What was his message?
Well, Romney flew in on an airplane and landed on the tarmac. It was a really big, dramatic moment. And he immediately shot back at Obama, accusing the president of lying. And he says Obama doesn't have a specific plan of action for the next 4 years. Of course, Obama says the exact same thing about Romney.
Right. So they're each accusing the other of being too vague.
Yep.
Is that a fair accusation?
Well, in Davenport, Obama took on Romney's repeated accusation that he was without a game plan. And he pulled out a booklet and he waved it in the air and he said, "Here's my plan and visit my website for more details." So I did. And I got to tell you, there are some specifics, but they're mostly about the past 4 years and undoing some of the misinformation that's out there. As for future plans, it's there, but in skeleton form. And Sarah, a lot of it just sounds like his stump speech.
Okay, and what about Romney? How many details do we have about his plans?
Almost zero. It's the same on his side. Both candidates are doing a lot of grand talking, but there's not a lot of there. Of course, that seems to be the nature of the political race this year. But I will say this. You know, the candidates made statements in Iowa on Wednesday that got to the heart of their vision, if not the specificity of their plans. And that vision differed in important but subtle ways. I want to play what Romney said.
"I will do everything in my power to restore those principles that America has relied upon to build a strong economy and to be the leader of the world. I'll make sure that we strengthen our values and strengthen our families, strengthen our homes, strengthen our economy."
So he's really stressing the economy here, Sandhya, which of course is perhaps the issue of this campaign.
Absolutely. But I wanted to point out another word that I find interesting. That's values. Romney used it again later in his speech when he said he would restore values to America. You know, talking values is part a code. They call them value voters for a reason. So in his message, there's something, there's some sort of sense that something essential about America has been stripped away. And using this term values might be a subtle way of reaching out to those social conservatives we talked about earlier.
And was President Obama also talking about his vision in these broader terms?
Let's listen to the clip.
"It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American, whether you're young or old, able, disabled, gay, straight, doesn't matter. No matter what you look like, no matter where you come from, no matter who you look, you can make it here if you try."
So, Sandhya, it sounds like the president is really stressing themes of equality here and economic opportunity.
It's this image of a salad bowl country, of anyone being able to come here and pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, and really of the value of diversity. Those niche demographics that he mentioned, women and minorities, young people and the elderly, those are more of the people who the Obama campaign is counting on to vote for them.
But we've still got a week and a half to go.
And anything could happen in that week and a half, so we have to be prepared.
Well, we'll stay on the campaign trail for the next week and a half or so. Thank you, Sandhya.
Thanks so much, Sarah.